bringing the island's community together.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Friday Mid-Morning Show here on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, online on the smart speaker, on the app and on channel 5 for Speedia at St Mary's Hospital, just up the road from us. In the studio we have...
Martin.
That.
And we have a guest.
Yes.
We have a vocal coach. Yes, speak up a little bit.
Hello, I'm
That's
Kay.
Better. That is Kay Howard. I'll turn you up a little bit. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Here thank I you am. For coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I love coming on your radio, so I was very excited today.
So, just give us a quick update of what your vocal coordinator is about. Tell us about it.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm actually a contemporary vocal coach.
Right.
And I also lead a melodic choir, Isle of Wight. Mm-hmm. So I sort of do those two things. I'm very, very privileged to do a job that I absolutely love doing. So teaching people to sing in my studio, and I teach children all the way up to, I can't think of my... what my oldest is, probably about 80, I think. So all the way up, it's never too late. And I teach people that haven't sung before at all, right up to, I teach, you know, people that are out on the circuit. I teach some Platform One people, teach all sort of people as well. And it's just so wonderful. And amongst that, I then run three choirs. So shall I tell you about, a little bit about that?
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
wonderful.
Yes.
So I run Melodic Choir. And it's a contemporary choir. We have so much fun. We really do, you know, have a really good sound. It's wonderful. But we really do have a lot of fun while we're at it as well. I think choirs and singing, it's just so, so good for you. It's obviously proven to be. It really does uplift you. We have such an uplifting time together. And equally, it helps us all to make new friends. It's very important. You know, to have people around you that obviously, you know, are there for you. And we call it our melodic choir family. And it really is, you know, we have like social events as well together. So it's more than just sort of singing, but it's such an uplifting time. We do concerts for charity. So everything we do for charity. I'm about to do a client concert. So that's my clients, and that's for their kind of friends and family coming to that. And that one is actually next Sunday. And that one is for the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary. So that was that one. And then in June the 13th, we're at Jenny Kerry Theatre again in Ryde. And then that one is for the Community Spirited charity in East Cowes, the pantry there. So it's so wonderful because obviously it's a win-win for everybody. We love what we do as a choir, and we make a lot of money for our island communities as well. Mm-hmm. So that's the adult choir as such.
And I see here the complimentary choir... The genre you do is pop, disco, jazz, soul, rock and more.
Absolutely. We do everything. We do a little bit of everything.
Right, there's a new thing that you're starting up, the Melodic Choir for Teens.
That's it.
Tell us a little bit of that one, because this is what you're actually in to tell us about.
Thank you very much. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity. So a little while ago, it was really kind of laid on my heart to try to give the joy of being in a choir to sort of the younger people as well. I really feel quite sad that in schools, it's not really sort of music isn't really focused quite as much as it used to be in quite a lot of schools. I know obviously some of the schools here still do, but it was very important for me to really help the young people to experience the joy of singing and being part of music. And being part of something that supports you as a friendship group. So I came up with this idea of starting a new branch of my melodic choir, and it's Melodic Choir Teens. And it literally is what it says on the tin. It's 13 to 17. We literally get together in a very informal kind of space, encourage them to explain what perhaps they would like to sing, and then we have a go at different songs. They are actually taking part in my client concert next week, so they're actually joining my main choir, and the choir teens, it's quite a new... session that we're doing. So my clients at the moment are there up on stage. They will be up there with us, but we're looking to really promote it so that we are able to have a really large choir as well for the teens.
So where are you holding at? Whippingham Community Hall?
Yeah, so that's Mondays? Only term time is the teens one.
Yeah.
So Mondays at 4:30 till 5:45, and it's literally just if they could book with me, that would be great. Mm-hmm. And then we just learn some songs together. And then obviously we will then perform even more. And I'm hoping to take that out on the island as well. So we really want that to grow. It's a very safe place for people to come in and to make friends and to enjoy being in a choir. So it's really great for obviously sort of over 18s and every age possible in my sort of like my normal adult choir. But equally for the choir teens, it's something that I really believe will help everyone. It's a great stress reliever. It's great for mental health and obviously for friendships and everything. So very, very chuffed that that's going.
So it's keyhoward at vocals@gmail.com.
Yeah, and that's it.
It's all right if I read your number out?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
07956 149091. And that's booking essential and payment in advance for half terms and stuff like that. That's keyhoward's vocals@.co.uk. So there you go. So
thank you very much.
They'll be knocking on your door.
Oh, yeah, I really hope it. Like I say, we've only really done about 3 sessions and then it's been Easter. So it's very early days for it. But I've still, encouraged the people to join in my main client concert next week anyway, the teens. And they're up for it. We've got a new logo and they'll be there wearing their Melodic Choir Teens logo. So, yeah, very proud of them.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Any questions?
Exciting. So where is the concert next week?
The concert's at the Jenny Kerry Theatre at Ryde Private School. Actual choir concert on the June the 13th, which is all the melodic choir plus the teens. That one as well will be at the Jenny Kerry Theatre.
Oh, excellent.
This one next week, like I say, it's always for charity every time we do the concert. But this one next Sunday is sort of for all the parents and all the friends and everything.
Excellent.
So it's a little bit more of a kind of like a sort of a closed private kind of one.
Yeah.
But we're still going to have hopefully about 200 odd people there. So it's a very big event. Very excited. Melodic Choir will be, I say, taking part. So both choirs, the Melodic Choir Teens and Melodic Choir Isleites, over 18s.
Excellent.
I've got about 60 odd, I think, coming. There's a lot of people away for the choir one, but it's about 60 odd. And then obviously with my teens and my clients on top, I think I've got about 70 people taking part next week, and hopefully an audience of about sort of 200. So yeah, it's great. Yeah. Very exciting.
Big event. That's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Definitely deserves one of them.
Yeah, indeed.
Brilliant. One of them.
Yeah. That's great. I love it.
Instead of one of them.
Oh yeah, no, we don't ever have any of those.
We want this one instead.
Let's go for it. Yay!
Right, well, thank you so much for coming in and spending time with us. It's been fascinating.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's fascinating listening to someone, and just the way you talk, you can tell you love it.
I really do.
Because the enthusiasm.
Yeah. And I have such a passion for it.
I can see, look, you just spoke for about 15 minutes and not came out for breath once.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a bit like that. Get me on my subject and I'm there.
But it's been absolutely brilliant. It's been a pleasure to have you
in the
studio.
Thank you so much.
So just keep an eye. If you need any publicity, just let us know. Give us a call or an email.
Thank you so much. And can I just say thank you for my award as well?
Yes, because I actually got an award. I was so chuffed.
I came to your awards evening and got a silver award there for the
Volunteer of the Year, wasn't it? What was it?
It was
on the script.
The Leader of the Year.
Leader of the Year, sports coach.
And I was so chuffed. So I did do a little dance down that red carpet, but you wouldn't expect anything different from me.
And then you started singing.
And I did a little song.
And then the hat went round.
But it was a great evening. So thank you to Vectis for obviously, putting that on for us all. And I'm so privileged to have got an award. So thank you. It means a lot to me. It really does.